Good afternoon. I'm Ross Reynolds. Welcome to The Record. The debate on vaccinating children is raging because public health departments around the country, including here, have reported an increase in cases of diseases that were once eliminated in the United States, things like measles. Well, State Representative June Robinson, a Democrat from Everett, wants to make it harder for Washington parents to choose to opt out of vaccines. Right now, a parent can opt out of getting their child vaccinated for medical reasons, religious beliefs, or personal beliefs. Representative June Robinson's bill would take away the personal beliefs option.
I'm pretty alarmed at the low level of immunization in our communities. Obviously, it's a big issue right now with the measles outbreak. But honestly, this has been going on for years. We kind of see this rolling issue of whooping cough, and you know, now it's measles. It's not really new, but it is in the news right now, so it kind of prompted me to just take action to try to better protect our kids and our communities.
Now, not everybody knows this, but being a Washington State representative is really a part-time job, and many representatives have other jobs. You also work for King County Public Health, I understand.
That's correct.
So what have you seen in your other job in terms of the impact of people going for this opting out of vaccines? What impact have you seen of it on public health?
Well, it's a strain on all our local public health agencies, because local public health is challenged with responding to these outbreaks when they happen, and they're happening more and more frequently as a result of people not being immunized. And so while we as a state and country and local communities have systematically defunded our public health system and weakened it and provided it with less tools, they are having to respond more and more frequently to these infectious disease outbreaks, which puts even more strain on the resources that they do have.
What do you say to parents who maybe have already asked you, why shouldn't I be able to opt my child out of getting vaccinated just because I want to?
I say, look, we live in community with each other. Whether you like that or not, that is just a fact of how we live. And we have a responsibility to the community, to those around us. And I believe it's government's role to protect the health of our communities. I think that's something that the public, that, you know, we as a community want our government to do for us. And this is a way that, honestly, right now we're failing. Our immunization rates are so low that, you know, that we're having measles outbreaks. I mean, measles we thought was eradicated, and here it is back again. I just feel like we're not being responsible to each other as community members, nor is our government being responsible for its role in protecting the health of our community members.
If you're successful and the law passes, which says that parents could no longer exempt their child from vaccination just because it was their personal belief, do you think it'll stop the number of people who opt out of getting vaccinations?
I think it'll decrease the number. Right now, most of the exemptions that are used are the personal and philosophical one. I think that's just an easy one for parents to go to. My intent is to really make people more responsible to the greater community and to really have a legitimate reason to choose an exemption and therefore not send their kid to school, to public school, not being vaccinated.
So you've got the support of the committee chair where this will land, first of all, but what's your sense of the legislature on this? Is this a bipartisan issue?
It is. I easily got bipartisan support when I had the draft of the bill. I've had other representatives approach me today as they've heard about this, that they want to sign on. So I actually think there's quite a bit of support.
If it gets passed and signed, how would you know, say, a year from then that it had been successful? What would be your marker for saying this worked the way I wanted it to?
Well, it'll probably take more than a year to be able to see the true impact, because it's at the point where parents enroll their kids in public schools. So those are kids, you know, usually age 5, around there when they go to kindergarten, when they get the choice to, you know, check those exemption boxes. So, I mean, over time, we should see, A, the number of exemptions going down and the number of immunizations going up. But it'll honestly take more than a year for that to all play out and to really see the true effect.
Representative June Robinson, a Democrat from Everett, she introduced a bill in Olympia today that'll make it more difficult for parents to opt out of vaccinations for their children. Earlier today, we asked you for your thoughts on vaccination, and here's what some of you had to say.
I would just encourage the listeners to do their own research, employ critical thinking, and don't take the word of the pro-vaccine industry. Science is very imperfect.
I choose to vaccinate my children for the same reason I buckle them into their car seats when we get in the car. It's my job to protect them.
I think it's unfortunate that the vaccination issue is being polarized between pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. I think most people are probably like me in the middle. My children all have their childhood immunizations, but when something new comes on the market, I'm not necessarily interested in having my kids take it right away.
This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.